Hey, what's up? This is Josh from JustUsGeeks.com, and you've stumbled upon episode 135 of the Just Us Geeks podcast. Here with me in our pre-Halloween edition of the Just Us Geeks podcast is one James Stratton.
Hello!
And one Logan Bonds.
How you doing?
Oh, yep. Pretty good. See, it's over, I think. I don't know.
Are we done?
No, I don't know. Hey, there we go. Let's just start it again. It's fine. That's just why we don't edit anything. It's funnier. Cool. It was you. You're the one that broke it, Matt Wood.
Yep, well.
Do you know why it stopped?
You invited me here.
Do you know why it stopped? Because I have a surprise for you.
Oh, well, that was your idea.
Yeah, no. Here's my idea. Listen to this surprise.
Can we give ourselves one more chance? Why can't we give love
one more chance?
Sound bite.
Never gets old, does it?
Never, no. Never gets now old. I don't have to use my video and stream it off Facebook.
He just pushes a button.
Thank you for that.
Can we give up? And
in case you missed it the first time.
Why can't we give up?
You should offer relationship advice.
That
should be a
doctor.
No. No, he shouldn't. I've known him way too long.
That's a terrible idea.
very bad idea.
So many different levels.
Josh, I would not let him offer advice to people buying cereal.
Oh, well. Well, we've seen your beer choice.
Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
The beer?
Okay, well, I'm fine with that. I'm fine with the Cinnamon Toast Crunch. That was a softball question. I don't. It was way too easy for you. Cinnamon Toast Crunch, Reese's Puffs. Come on, you can advance.
Fruity Pebbles,
Lucky Charms.
He just knows what we want to hear.
I'm not a fan of the Fruity Pebbles. They turn your milk all kinds of weird colors, and they're flat. I don't know what that is. Like
they're pebbles.
It's a deflated Rice Krispie.
Yeah, that is what it looks like. They're not pebbles. That's a lie.
They're like little colorful cereal chips.
No, they're not colorful cereal chips. And then your poop is weird colors, too, after you eat them. It scares kids.
Well, so does Pop Rocks, but you know.
Oh, but that's fun. We should get Pop Rocks.
Pop Rocks are stupid.
Get out.
You're stupid.
Can we go?
Wait, what's up? Why does it stop?
I don't know. This thing is being all crazy. Anywho, this week, there's a lot to talk about, so we're going to get right to it. This week's Tweet the Geeks question of the week is all about our friends from Marvel. We kind of stole a little Marvelous Thunder and had the Age of Ultron trailer on the website for quite a while no one else did, so we hope that you've all had a chance to see it. Please tell me, to God, you've seen the Age of Ultron trailer, Matt Wood.
Have not.
Go to the website and watch it now on your phone.
I'm going
to
do it. I'm doing it right now.
Right now.
All right, so before I get to our answers, I'll do Tweet the Geeks. Our Tweet the Geeks question of the week this week is not what I put in the outline because it's totally different on JustUsGeeks.com. So let me go there. See, I'm going with you. I'm going along with you to JustUsGeeks.com for Tweet the Geeks.
Yeah, I'm already there.
I'm not.
He's a liar.
Stupid computer. You're not stupid computer. You're a great computer. All right. This week's Tweet the Geeks question of the week is this. What do you think of the trailer, the Avengers 2 Age of Ultron trailer? Everybody's seen it except for Matt. And what are you most excited about now that you've seen the trailer?
Hulkbuster.
Yeah, that's where we're going in just a second. So let's get to some of our friends from Twitter. And look at their answers, and we'll go from there. We're just going to do Twitter tonight. That's all we're going to do. So we're just going to go kind of in order. Our first answer is from our friend RJ Sills, who you can hear from every Tuesday over at JustUsGeeks.com for our Toku Tuesday. RJ is a featured writer, so if you like Dragon Ball Z and Power Rangers and all that stuff, check it out. He says, I can't decide what I'm most excited for. Everything is awesome. Spaceship. I will say Ultron looks both creepy and amazing and might be the best Marvel Cinematic Universe villain we've had yet. I tend to agree. Our friend Dan Marsh said, Tweet the Geeks, I loved it. I'm looking forward to the mental battle Ultron's going to start up as opposed to the physical. That's what I was talking with you about earlier, Logan, before we started. I agree. I think Ultron's going to bring a lot to the table. Our sometimes co-host and editor of JustUsGeeks.com, Jamie Hanna, says, well, I think that Age of Ultron will have the inferior Quicksilver. I'm excited to see what they do with the character. After watching this trailer, I don't give a flip about Quicksilver. Not at all. This trailer does nothing for me with Quicksilver.
It's definitely not about them.
No.
It's not about them.
It's definitely not about those two. Our friend BJ Keaton said, I'm so excited that I worked showing the trailer into my class today. We're studying Beowulf. I'm most excited to see how they handle Wanda's probability powers. I wonder if audiences will understand them. I do wonder that too, because Scarlet Witch is one of those characters that is much easier to understand on the page and what the probability powers are. So I think that will be interesting to see. Our friend Shannon Bishop said, I'd have to say Hulk versus Iron Man. The Hulk Buster armor looks awesome. I'm looking forward to the Stark Banner Rogers dynamic leading up to Civil War in the third film, says Corey Hanna. There's a lot of good, interesting thoughts and comments out there about this, except for Matt, because he has no opinion, because he hasn't seen it. go watch it.
Scarlett Johansson.
ScarJo. She's not even in the trailer, I don't think.
Is she?
Yeah. It's like a little bit, right?
Very brief.
Let me just say this. I said this to somebody at work today. This does not look like Joss Whedon at all.
You said that to me via text.
Yeah, I said that to you too. Am I wrong in saying that, James?
It does look a little different, but I don't know. I think... he knows what he's doing, so
I'm fine with that.
It's going to be amazing whether or not it looks like his work or not.
Right.
I mean, you got to also remember that he's trying to bleed into a whole cinematic universe. He can't change the style of the universe. He's just got to go with what he's got to work with.
And I think that's what's most interesting about how this whole Marvel Cinematic Universe is working. They're expecting, you know, the folks with Guardians of the Galaxy to make this all work with the Avengers, to make them work in their standalone films. I think it's really interesting that they've chosen such different directors to do, you know, all these pieces that fit into this giant puzzle. I'm stoked.
You know that Whedon, he is the... He's basically the caretaker for the Marvel Cinematic Universe right now. And the, what is it, their last name, Russo? The brothers that did Cap 2? What was their names?
I think it is Russo. I think that's right.
But they, I believe, I read that they're in line to take over the Cinematic Universe when Whedon steps down after, what is he going to do, Avengers 3? And then that'll be it?
I'm fine with that.
Yeah, and they're going to take over.
I'm fine with that because I really thought that Captain America 2 was probably my favorite Marvel film up until Guardians of the Galaxy.
Well, that's how it is for everybody. It's
because they're such different animals. I mean,
the most recent Marvel movie out, like that's done by Marvel Studios, is my favorite movie that they do until the next one.
Right, that's true. Logan, what'd you think?
Oh, the trailer looks amazing. I really like James Spader as an actor. We talked about that earlier as Ultron.
I'm surprised that Ultron is as creepy as he is.
He's very creepy.
Oh, and when he's singing that the Pinocchio song.
Yeah.
There are no more strings on me.
See, I was kind of not sold on James Spader until I saw this trailer. I love James Spader. I think he's a great actor.
He's got a great voice.
He has a great voice. I'm kind of starting to get into the Blacklist. It's so high on everybody's list that I think it's something I should get into. But like when I think of James Spader, I think of the secretary in Boston Legal. That's what I think of. I mean, Ultron may bend these guys over, you know, but it's not in that kind of way. But
you're going to have the whips.
Yeah. But I think it kind of goes back to what Dan said in his comment. I think that Ultron is going to set things into motion that are far more mental than they are physical. And you can see that in the trailer. I think that's awesome.
Well, yeah. I mean, Ultron is... he's Tony Stark's project. So, I mean, like that really...
Which is interesting that they've done it this way and not the way they did it in the comics, because we haven't gotten to Ant-Man yet. You know, we're not going to see Hank Pym. We're going to see very little of Hank Pym, actually. So I think this is, you know, the natural progression, the natural way they should go. And maybe this kind of gives some vindication to Iron Man 3. That's what I'm waiting on. Like, I'm waiting on this film to make Iron Man 3 pay off for me. That's just me. It didn't do what I wanted it to do for me. And so I'm thinking that the build up to this is what we've been waiting for with Iron Man. Although I am afraid that this or Captain America 3 will be RDJ's last film.
No, he's got Avengers 3.
Oh, did he? Okay.
He is locked for Avengers 3.
Okay, good. I'm fine with it.
But that will more than likely be his
last. You think we need more past Avengers 3? I mean, I think we probably have to have one movie.
They're saying there's... What?
Avengers 3 is probably going to be two movies.
No, no, they've taken that back now. They're saying good. That it's going to be one standalone movie, but it's going to change the dynamic of the entire MCU.
Right, right. Well, Cap will probably
die. Right, right.
Yeah, I figure he will, and someone else will assume that.
I mean, everybody's contracts are coming up, and Disney not wanting to pay them what they are asking is going to just not re-sign them more than likely.
I don't know if Disney will do it or not. My good friend Josh Mabus, that you guys don't know, that I wax geeky with every now and then, he pointed out to me last night that Andy Serkis is in this trailer, and not as Ultron. You get a very small little image of Andy Serkis right there. Just a quick flash of Andy Serkis. Mm. Oh, maybe it's... Oh, Mr. O'Claw there. Yeah. How everybody who has seen this trailer, and I will go on and say, after we had it up for quite a while, Marvel decided to go on and release this to YouTube. They weren't planning on doing it until next week. So you can really get a good look at it over at JusticeGeeks.com for sure. But people are really confused. As, like, they knew Andy Serkis was attached to this project, but they assumed it was because he was doing the mocap for Ultron, but it's blatantly obvious he's not. I really wonder the extent that he'll have in this film. I bet we see a lot of people we're not expecting in this film. That's just kind of the feeling that I have.
I feel like we'll see some Doctor Strange stuff in this film. They're going to set that up. I mean, they've been flip-flopping on actors for that for a while. Yeah,
they've got like six people in the front running.
Yeah. Well, and it's like for a while it was Christian Bale. Then he decided he was going to do the Steve Jobs movie. Then it was Joaquin Phoenix. And then it was Keanu Reeves again. Then it was Joaquin Phoenix again. I really don't know if I care enough about Doctor Strange to see that film. But Marvel has proven that if they make a movie of it, you're going to go see it. So, you know, Matt.
It's probably going to be good.
Matt, how does it feel to be the one person on Earth who hasn't seen this trailer yet?
Terrible. I'm sorry.
Does it?
I feel terrible about it.
You should give yourselves one more chance. I'm going to give you one more chance to go over to JusticeGeeks.com and watch this.
I just did.
Speaking of Matt feeling terrible, I told them about your little crying fit that you had at the movies earlier tonight.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the single tear for Neil Patrick Harris in Gone Girl.
It was a very emotional scene. I was just torn up about it.
Yeah. Let me just go on and say this here. I just don't buy an NPH in any scenes like that. Can we leave it at that? And maybe I'm not the only one out there.
It was shocking. I wasn't expecting it.
Well, not the way that.
Not that,
but what he was doing before that.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. It's kind of like the Heineken commercials. He doesn't drink Heineken. Come on, man.
Nobody drinks that.
You kind of look like NPH with the jacket and the shirt and the hair. Are you hosting the Tonys? You. You're welcome. I know that you have a fond affinity for Neil Patrick Harris. All right, I want to hear from you over at JusticeGeeks.com.
I really do.
Get your butt over there and watch the trailer for Avengers 2 Age of Ultron. And let us know what you think if you didn't. We'll have a conversation there on Twitter. All righty. Speaking of superheroes, this is a discussion. No, it's this one. No, stop both. It's this one. There we go. I had two superhero things there in front of me, and I didn't know what to choose from. So obviously I went to Marvel before I went to DC. That's just how my brain works. Speaking of superheroes, you guys are new, and this is a conversation that we've had with other people in the past. But I want to know, and I think that other people would like to know, who are your favorite superheroes and supervillains? Why? And who do you most identify with? Matt, go first, since you did zero talking in that last segment.
I had nothing to contribute to it.
Nothing? Okay. Who's your favorite superhero?
Batman.
Why? Batman, really?
Yeah, it's Batman. I mean, it was the first, like, really... The first one I really got into as a kid.
Was it because of Tim Burton's movie?
It was because of Tim Burton's movie, okay. Yeah.
That's what I mean. James is just shaking his head over there. Just
Batman, yeah, it was good.
Okay.
Yeah.
So,
I don't really know if I identify with him, but...
You have to have a superhero that you identify with.
I don't know.
No.
I have one that I just...
What are you even doing here, man?
Right off the bat. I don't know. You're the one that wanted me to be here. I told you I wasn't prepared for this. Yeah. I have nothing I don't know.
You're totally fine. Okay. So, Batman, who's your favorite supervillain?
Supervillain?
Yeah.
Well, probably.
It's good to be bad.
It is good to be bad. There's so many good ones. I don't know.
Wait, do you actually prefer the villain over the hero?
The villains are certainly more interesting to me than the heroes.
Really?
Yeah.
Like who? Give me some examples.
Well, going back to Batman, I mean, the Joker
is
infinitely complex.
Do you know that there's this great large theory on the internet about Gotham that the Penguin is not actually the Penguin, but he is the Joker?
Really?
Yes. The theory goes that this man who is playing Cobblepot, you know, he is supposed to be dead in the city of Gotham. He will find out soon, I'm sure, before the end of the season. He's got to run into, you know, Fish Mooney and Don Falcone. But, like, the theory is that he hires someone to be the Penguin. And that this guy goes on to be the Joker because he kind of looks like him in the face. And he hates
the name so much.
Yeah. And so I don't know if I buy it, but it's kind of a cool theory. And I think that's one thing about Batman, that Batman lends you some very good supervillains. It's almost too much to handle. So
yeah.
Who are some of your favorites?
Supervillains. Going back to Gotham.
Yeah.
The guy that plays the Penguin, brilliant.
Yeah, he's great. Yeah,
he's easily the best character on that entire show.
He's the only reason I'm still watching that show.
Yeah, it's when he's, you know, they keep replaying it, but when it's like, there's a war coming, there's going to be blood on the streets, you know.
See, I don't like that either. I wish they would stop replaying the same thing at the beginning of the episode.
It was really, really good.
It was a good scene.
They keep, you know, they keep going back to it, but I'm excited to see what they...
Do you think he can save that show?
See what they do with it. He's good. You know, he's... I don't know if he can save it, but...
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, we'll get there. So, who's your favorite all-time supervillain?
The Shredder.
From Ninja Turtles?
Yeah.
The Shredder? Did you see the new Ninja Turtles?
No, I still haven't
seen it. Okay, good.
That.
Don't worry.
I don't want to.
Don't do it.
I'm scared of it.
It'll ruin the Shredder. James, what about you? Favorite superhero and supervillain combination?
I got, you know, two separate things.
Good.
I have cinematic superhero.
Yes.
My favorite movies to watch are the original, like the first two Spider-Man movies, the Sam Raimi.
Yeah, yeah.
Spider-Man, I liked.
Then they really borked it up in Spider-Man 3.
Yeah.
Never before has one movie killed a franchise in such a way.
So cinematically, I like watching those Spider-Man movies, but I do read Batman books. I'm reading the Snyder run, you know, right now. And
yeah, it's good stuff.
And I'm digging what they're doing.
So, supervillain.
And I don't know. I'm with Matt that you really, there's just so much more you can do with a villain because the good guy has to, I'm the good guy, I have these rules, I can only do this. The bad guy has free reign to do whatever they want. And that's why I think bad guys are a lot more interesting.
Yeah.
I guess I would say Harley Quinn.
Mm-hmm.
She's a lot of fun.
Yeah. Well, you can't ever accuse, whether it be DC or Marvel or any other comic, you can't ever accuse a villain of being one-dimensional.
Right.
Because they make villains so overexposed at times. And I'm going to give you mine. Mine is the Governor from The Walking Dead, the comic version of the Governor. Oh, my God, that guy is bad. He is horrible. You know, he gets what he deserves. You know, I know. I just want you to read it, James. It's so bad. It's so good.
I hated the Governor in the show. I haven't read the books, but
he's not the same.
They went a totally. Let me say this. I love David Morrissey. I think he's a great actor. They went in a totally different direction than they did in the comics. In the comics, he's so bad. I mean, so bad. But he's my favorite. But villains get that opportunity, you know, where sometimes superheroes don't. Logan, what about you?
Favorite superhero is Constantine. I've been reading Justice League Dark and his new 52 series. And I, against what you were saying, John Constantine doesn't have a set of rules. He's an a-hole. Well, he's willing to... He's Machiavellian hero.
That's
very
true.
Much so.
Well, how do you think NBC is going to portray him? That comes out this Friday.
It's on Hulu if you want to watch it now.
Already?
Yeah.
Oh, what?
I haven't.
Oh, they're
seen
doing
it.
An early promo for it. They did that with Gotham, didn't they?
They did it with The Flash too.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I haven't seen it yet. I really want to, but they're taking out smoking. And
pardon?
John Constantine can't smoke on TV.
It would rate the show unfitting for TV. I mean, now you put smoking in the ratings for movies. Now it's like, oh, this is PG-13 for smoking.
What is this? 1950?
No, 1950 would be okay.
Oh, that's true.
Very acceptable, man.
When you realize how much smoking is a part of Constantine, though, he relies on it. Like, it's brought up. He makes jokes about it. I mean, he uses it as a weapon in some cases, but smoking is an integral part of that character. And I really, that one little thing may ruin it.
Really?
No, it's just, you know, Constantine by name, not by anything else.
How did you feel about Keanu Reeves' interpretation of Constantine?
I wasn't into Constantine at the time when I
watched
that movie.
Oh, that got you there.
No, I didn't read.
I'm Keanu Reeves.
I didn't read his Hellraiser. I think that was his regular comic. I didn't read that.
What'd you call it?
Hellraiser.
No, it's Hellblazer.
Hellblazer, sorry.
That would make more sense.
Hellblazer.
The big bald guy, spikes in his hair.
But no, I didn't read any of his old stuff. I've read about it now since I got into the New 52 side of Constantine. Yeah. So
cool. I don't know how the show will go. I wish it was on some other channel other than NBC.
I think FX, if they had it, would do a fantastic job with it.
Well, and that's kind of the same way I feel about Gotham. I wish that they could move Gotham from Fox. It's definitely not a primetime show, I think, to some other network like AMC or something where you could have a little more grit.
The problem with Gotham, though, is it feels like a Fox show. Like, it's got that...
They've made it feel like a Fox show for sure.
The veneer.
It's very shiny, isn't it? I mean, I know that, like, you don't look at it, what's shiny to me? But, like, really, it's like the crime is shiny, Fish Mooney is shiny, all the Dons are shiny. It's like, oh, there was that guy from Dexter. What the crap kind of accent does Jada Pinkett Smith have? Why can't she just stick to one? Must be a Scientologist thing. I don't know. But I really want Gotham to not be bad because I love the villains in Gotham City that make up the stories of Batman. And that was my hope for that show, is that we're going to get to see the birth of some of these awesome supervillains. I really like the guy who's playing Penguin, but I just don't know if their direction is where I would want it to be.
I feel like they're shoehorning a lot of villains into the show, too.
They're shoehorning... Nope. Maybe, I don't know. They're shoehorning everybody in that they can. I mean, really, like... I will say this, that in the latest episode... In one of the latest episodes, the Balloon Man made an appearance. I thought they did a great job with that. It's getting better, but I don't think it'll ever get there. I think it'll be good enough to stay on the air for 3 or 4 seasons, but they're going to just throw as much money at it as they can.
I just want to go on record and say that there are only 2 good Batman shows. And one, 1966 Batman, boom. Bill Dozier.
Yep.
Animated series.
Oh, Batman the Animated Series. Oh, what a show.
I just don't think you can top that, really. I mean...
No, and it's like I've said before, I really wish DC would stick to animated films.
I love
The Dark Knight Returns. Oh my God, that is Batman. I will say this, though, from what I've seen from Batfleck, he may do us justice. The movie may suck, but he may actually be the Batman we want.
He's not Kevin Conroy, so the voice will never be right.
Well, see, I'm that way, too. Like,
I think they should just have Conroy go in and do overdubbing on everything for Batman. I
want to personally pay him to go back and redub every piece of Batman thing now.
Yeah.
Do you have the money to do that?
No.
No. Well, and here's my issue. I'm really excited about Star Wars. I think it's going to be great, but I'm going to be like, oh, look, there's the Joker. Mark Hamill's become the Joker. Yeah. How many people have you ever seen have 2 career-defining roles? Never. This guy's Luke Skywalker, and he's the Joker.
Well, Han Solo is also Indiana Jones, so...
That's pretty much the same guy.
Crystal Skull.
Hold on.
I'm getting a refrigerator nuclear bomb. Ender's Game. Hey, Harrison Ford, your earring is terrible. Take it out of your face.
My earring is not terrible.
Ender's Game.
Listen to it. I've had it for
his interview on the Nerdist podcast is atrocious, and you should listen to it. So for me, I really want Gotham to work. I just don't know if it will, because Batman, like, there's so many good supervillains that I really want it to work, because that's a show unlike Marvel's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., which is bent towards more superheroes than supervillains. What are you looking at?
He was doing things.
I know. What are you doing over there, NPH?
I'm not doing anything.
M-P-H. Oh, no, it wasn't Matt. Oh, it was okay. Logan.
Okay. I don't have anything of Logan, but I do have this, so. Nope,
you don't.
Never mind.
No. So my superhero is, I've said it before, but I'll clue you guys in. My superhero is Tony Stark, is Iron Man. He's my favorite because I feel like in a lot of ways, in a lot of good and bad ways, I can identify with him as a superhero and a leader. And he has a lot of tragic flaws that make him great and make him vulnerable. And I think, you know, he is human. You know, Tony has to deal with the fact that, and I think we're actually seeing this in the Marvel Cinematic Universe, which I like. You're seeing him try to deal with the fact that he's just a guy in a tin can. And, you know, you didn't really get a whole lot of that in some of the comics. But he's mine, so I love me some Tony Stark. Did you give me your superhero?
He's a good one.
I gave the hero. I said Constantine, not the villain.
Who's your villain?
Can we go Japanese for this?
I don't care. Does it make sense?
Frieza from Dragon Ball Z.
Oh, Dragon Ball Z.
No, if you read the manga.
Wait, he's still warming up.
We got a couple more episodes of this, guys.
We'll be right back. Last time on Dragon Ball Z.
I'm just kidding, Logan.
It's either that. It's either.
I love the show. I bought the new movie. I loved it.
Yeah.
It's either an entire episode of fighting or really bad dialogue. That's the way it goes.
Ah.
Yep.
Now, if you read the manga, Frieza's a lot more an in-depth character. I mean,
yeah.
He gives more of himself away, and I mean, he does have his vulnerabilities. I mean, he was arrogant, and he could have beaten Goku. Like it's said throughout the series that he could have killed Goku that day, but pride.
Why? But why doesn't he kill Goku?
Because he's dead now.
He's dead now. Okay. Matt, are you dead now? You're not dead now.
I'm not dead anymore.
Not anymore.
He gave it one more chance.
He gave love
one more chance.
I feel like as some form of love therapist / you know, advice giver that you should have better superhero choices and villain choices.
Well, yeah, I know. I make bad choices. It's,
well, I mean, we've established that, but let's go back to the Joker. Why do you like the Joker so much? In which iteration of the Joker? Let me be clear with that, because there are too many.
There are a lot. And it's, you know, a lot of it's probably nostalgia, but I really like Jack Nicholson. He's
sorry.
Joker.
Sorry.
It was in my ear.
It was in your face. Really? I mean, I don't dislike him. And, you know, for a while, he was the face. The point, you know, I mean, like you have to live up to Jack, but then Mark Hamill. I mean, seriously, like the last Batman video game didn't work for me because it wasn't Mark Hamill.
Right.
I mean, it's like, that's not Mark Hamill. That's not Joker.
That's not even somebody that sounds like Mark Hamill.
No, that's a different guy.
It was Troy Baker. He's like an up and coming big voice actor now.
Well, he did a horrible job as the Joker. Hey, Troy, you're terrible.
It was better than when, John DiMaggio did the Joker at one time, and he was awful.
I remember that.
It was terrible.
What did he do that for?
One of the movies, random movies.
Was it?
Is that the guy that does Bender?
Bender, Jake the Dog, all kinds of stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Was that Red Hood?
I think it might
have been. Was Red
Hood? But he was awful.
Waka from Final Fantasy X.
Okay.
John DiMaggio.
No really? Way. No
yeah.
way.
Yeah.
You know, there's like four people that do voice acting in the entire world. Yeah.
Steve Blum, John DiMaggio.
Frank Welker. Tara Strong. Yes, she
does all the girls.
Yes, she has.
And the little boy.
Yeah, she's and that gal that does Bart Simpson, and that's about it.
That's it.
Yeah.
But there's the girl that does Bobby Hill. She's good.
Is that not? I kind of always assumed that was Tara Strong. I mean, I know it doesn't sound like her, but I just kind of always assumed that was Tara Strong.
Yeah,
anyway.
I guarantee you, give her 5 minutes, she could probably do that voice.
Yeah, I know. It's probably,
good, better than that person that does it.
Probably so. Logan, you're kind of like Bobby Hill in real life.
Oh, Bobby Hill doesn't wear cool Hawaiian shirts.
Peggy, that boy ain't right.
Dad. Dad. They're picking on me at school, Dad.
That's
my purse. I don't know you.
That's my purse. I don't know you. Oh, my gosh. I just want you to know that on the other side of that wall, King of the Hill is probably being watched right now. The woman that lives over there watches the crap out of King of the Hill.
It's a good show.
You mean your wife?
Yeah, that one.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
she,
the woman that lives over there.
We have a woman that lives over there.
Keep her in the basement, too?
Get back in the basement. And we want to hear from you over at JusticeGeeks.com. What are some of your favorite heroes and supervillains? It's been a while. Let's give us our answers over at JusticeGeeks or over at JusticeGeeks.com. Let us know. And we'll feature you on the show. We're going to pause, take a small break, and come back. And talk about some spooky things.
Spooky.
But wait, before we go.
Can we give ourselves one more chance? Why can't we give love that one more chance?
Oh my. We'll be right back. You can listen to the Just Us Geeks podcast on Stitcher Radio. Listen to us on your iPhone, Android phone, Kindle Fire, and other devices with Stitcher. Find it free in your app store or at Stitcher.com. When you register, register with the promo code JustUsGeeks. You can also register with Facebook so you can comment about our show right on the app. On demand and on the go, anytime and anywhere, now even without Wi-Fi or a cellular connection, Stitcher Radio, Stitcher.com. We do lots of fun things during the break here at the Justice Geeks podcast.
Boys and girls of every age.
Do you like the Marilyn Manson version of this? Strange.
Come with us and you will see. This our town of Halloween. This is Halloween. This
so, is Halloween. Halloween is next week, as my child reminded me not long ago. And I was curious about you guys. What are maybe some things that you're planning for Halloween? If you have any interesting Halloween traditions that you would like to share, that would be cool. Logan, what about you? What are you doing for Halloween?
I'm going to a friend's Halloween party. They actually film a short film every year at Halloween. They're terra funny. They're terrible and funny at the same time.
Terra funny.
But yeah, it's a good time. So.
Sounds like terraforming.
Yeah, they turn
but funnier.
They take dead planets and they turn them into livable planets.
Oh. And it's hilarious. Yeah.
And it's better than that super meme with Kevin Spacey. Yeah, it is. Laugh. Okay. It's fine. Do you have
we'll
any
edit a laugh in later.
Okay.
Ha 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 ha. So do you have any other Halloween traditions that you might want to share that maybe you had as a kid growing up or that you do now?
Video game costumes. I used to do those a lot when I was a kid. Me and my brother went as Sub-Zero and Scorpion when we were like 5 and 10.
Holy crap, that's awesome. Wow, seriously, that's really cool. Matt, what about you? You don't have any costumes. Are you going to go as Neil Patrick Harris?
I don't. Yeah, probably.
every day
now that you mention
to work.
That is a pretty good idea. No, just doing trick-or-treating stuff with the kiddos.
Yeah,
because that's what you do as an adult.
You know, Dan told the big kids that he would pay them $15 each if they didn't dress up.
I would give you money if I don't have to do anything.
Yeah. What did you dress up as the most as a kid? Do you have favorite Halloween memories?
I'm drawing a blank.
You said that a lot. James, what about you?
I'll get
what,
back to you on that one.
Traditions?
Yeah.
I go to work.
Yeah, that's probably a good thing
oh,
to do.
Oh, yeah. No holidays.
Yeah.
We're just terrible Halloween people.
No, we're not, actually. I'm not done.
And, you know, like what I used to do when I was a kid, I went as a Ninja Turtle a lot or a Ghostbuster.
Oh, man.
You should have went as a ghost-busting ninja turtle.
A ghost-busting ninja turtle? Just strap the photon pack on the...
See, the parents back in the day weren't cool enough to get in on something like that. Because I'm pretty sure I had ideas like that, and they were like, no.
Pick one costume.
Yeah, pick one. You can't do both. My mother made me be the spider thing once for Halloween that I'll never forgive her for.
The spider thing?
I don't know. It wasn't like Spider-Man.
Oh.
It was like a spider that had a glittery top hat... and I had eight arms. They were all attached to my arm. So when I moved my arm up and down, all the other arms moved as well.
Is that the original concept for Iron Spider?
Yes, probably so. It's terrible. I'll see if I can find photos of it, but it's so bad I may not. Last year for Halloween, we went as the entire cast of Bob's Burgers.
That's adorable.
It was great. Awesome. Emily and I were Bob and Linda. The kids were who they are in real life. Max was Tina. And Eva was Jean, and Lucy was Louise, and Dan was Teddy. It was awesome. We went trick-or-treating. We were going to do a Twin Peaks theme this year. I don't know if we're still going to be able to pull that off in a week or not, though. That would be cool if we did. But Dan's like, oh, $15. Yeah, Dan, called you out on the podcast. Don't do it. Dress up and be fun. Halloween's the time we can do that, you know, like... A lot of folks, especially around here, don't get the opportunity to cosplay too much and like go to conventions and pick some of their favorite outfits, and they use it as Halloween. They use Halloween as an opportunity to do that. So I think that's also another very interesting thing. Did you guys go, like, I know for a while around here, trick-or-treating was not a good thing for a while. People were all afraid of the razor blades.
A lot of them do the trunk-or-treat, which is...
Yeah.
Stupid. You know,
seems a lot.
People are
trunk or treat is stupid.
I'm not going to your stupid trunk. Yeah. Go to home and give me this candy.
You know,
because we're all paranoid and scared. And we
what do most people sell out of the trunks? Guns? Drugs?
Stolen stereos?
Stolen stereos? What is this, 1990?
Cologne.
They got my Reeboks.
Yeah. Women?
My starter jacket.
I mean, it's probably not a good thing. Do you actually take your kids trick-or-treating, like full-on trick-or-treating? We did last year. We went full on out as the Bob's Burgers crew.
We usually do, like, we'll do the trunk or treat because that's, you know.
A lot of candy real
quick. It's kind of stupid.
That's stupid, my
but
candy.
It is a lot of candy, you know.
Circle the wagons.
Yeah.
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 All at once, but then we'll go to like some rich neighborhood and trick or treat, guys.
Oh man, rich neighborhood trick or treating.
Full
is the
bars,
yeah.
Get them full bars.
Mm-hmm.
What are some of your favorite Halloween properties, like Halloween movies or TV shows or episodes of TV shows, something like that? James, what's your favorite Halloween movie?
I really like Hatchet.
The book about the kid who gets lost in the woods.
The movie.
Continue. I don't know if I've heard
you're
of
thinking
this.
Of the Hatchet.
It's not the. It is just Hatchet.
No, it's a movie. It came out. God, how long ago? Maybe like 10 years ago. I don't know. It's not 10 years ago. It's probably like 4 or 5. But
yeah,
it's
yeah.
a send up to old slasher movies. But it's got some humor to it. And
okay.
It's. I've got them. I've got all three of them. I'll let you borrow them.
Sweet. I will check that. I love like really crappy horror films.
They're not crap. Okay, the third one's kind of crappy, but the first one's really good.
I can tell you a movie that's crappy and that it's just full on crappy. I think I've talked about it on here before. Midnight Meat Train.
Oh, with Bradley Cooper.
Yeah, he is in that, isn't he?
With Bradley Cooper.
Rocket Raccoon, ladies and gentlemen. Rocket Raccoon.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
Now you want to go back and rewatch it with that in mind, don't you?
I have to now. Thanks a lot.
Isn't there like a wrestler? Some wrestler in that movie?
He's the bad guy, I think. He's the trainer.
The Midnight Meat Trainer.
He's the meter. I don't know if that's the proper term for him.
I laughed Vinnie for Jones. 15 minutes that when that be, trailer came on.
Just for Midnight Meat Train?
Just because of the name.
Oh, I know. See, like, I think if they had made that movie, if they had given that movie another more serious name, it probably would have done pretty well. But I like that movie anyway. Matt, what about you? What are some of your favorite Halloween movies?
Nightmare Before Christmas is always a staple.
Yeah. But it's really a Christmas flick.
It's
both.
Is it Christmas?
I don't know. I mean, it
I watch it both times.
I do
Halloween
too.
And Christmas.
Yeah, I think it's one that gets you from one to the other.
Yeah.
And
I
do think it.
No
good.
Other movie
I do it
does
in 2D
that.
Once, and then I do it in 3D on
you know,
the other one.
You know what I've never seen? Someone successfully pull off a Jack Skellington costume. Because no one's that
I was
going to
say, nobody is that skinny.
No.
Kate Moss.
I've thought about
Kate
it.
Kate
Moss
could do it.
He might could
it.
Do it.
He's not tall
it.
Enough.
He's never... not tall enough, no.
You would be like shorty Jack Skellington.
Yeah.
Jack Shortington.
I could do that.
You could be the Pumpkin Queen, maybe.
ABBA song.
It'd be good.
You can dance. You can jive.
Having the time of your life.
Woo!
Watch that scream.
The Pumpkin Queen.
Everyone hail to the pumpkin song.
It's fine. That's a good one. That's a good one. Good. Do you not have like a real scary movie that you love that's maybe horrible?
It's not really, it doesn't take place around Halloween, but it's one of my old favorites, scary movies, Pet Sematary.
That's really a weird movie, man.
Yeah, it is pretty weird.
Yeah, I still really don't know how I feel about that movie sometimes.
Really?
It's a weird movie.
That shot of the sister in the back corner of the room all hunched over and she starts like, never get out of bed again. And then she just slowly, and then she's eventually screaming it at the camera.
Yeah, it's
terrified me as a child.
Terrifies me now when I think about it. It's pretty weird.
The last true horror film that came out, in my opinion, was the original Exorcist. That is the scariest movie of all time.
It is very unnerving.
It's not scary like, oh my God, it's just so creepy and
uncomfortable.
Yeah.
But I think that was the idea behind it.
Your brother's in here with us, Harris.
And there was a lot of psychological horror to go along with, you know, actual horror in that film.
Had they toned down like the gore and stuff with it, I think it would have been a lot like spookier. But
yeah,
you know.
So you're saying you're not a fan of The Exorcist?
I like the movie, yeah, but I mean, it's too over the top with some stuff.
Josh, did you come over to my house? It was years and years ago when the version you've never seen before came out.
I think so, actually.
A bunch of us went over to my house and we watched it.
Yeah,
I want to say you were there.
I'm pretty sure I probably was. That version still really bothers me.
Yeah, it really bothers me because I paused it. One of the girls wanted to go to the restroom or something. So we paused the movie and they added in those little faces, those flash of face, and we paused it right on that and everybody's like, ugh.
No.
Oh, yeah.
No.
I always tried to do that.
No,
we did it accidentally.
Yeah, and, it's weird.
Creepy.
It's very creepy.
I will tell you a movie that came out not long ago that's probably, it's a remake, and hear me out on this. It's one of the freakiest things I've ever seen was the remake for The One with a House.
Oh, that narrows it down.
With Ryan Reynolds.
Ryan Reynolds.
Amityville Horror.
Amityville Horror, that's the one.
Yeah.
The whole movie's not just bad. The last, I don't know, 2 minutes of that film makes it for me. Because it like shows everything as it happens, and then like it shows this everything in reverse. And like the little monster and the girl is standing on the stairs screaming, and then blood comes out. It's freaky, man.
I really
bothers me thinking about it.
The original, like the very first.
Oh yeah,
I'm talking about the Paranormal Activity, the first one. It reminded me of an Alfred Hitchcock movie. It was 90 minutes of just build up suspension for one scare
for the payoff
at the end, and because the whole time we're not used to those kind of movies in our age. We're used to just scare a little bit of story, and it's a very thin story at that. But this movie, you know, it was just. You know, you'd think something was going to happen, and then nothing. So you're just tense the whole movie, and then all of a sudden, the very end, boom, they get you.
See, those movies are my guilty Halloween pleasure for sure.
Yeah,
and it was interesting. Like it wasn't just you know you really like cared what was going on with these people.
There are five of those out now.
Yeah, I'd
well, apparently the fifth one is really good. I was having lunch with some guys the other day, and they said it's really good. Yes,
marked ones. What the reason for marked ones is because four strayed off from the original idea.
Mm-hmm.
Badly, just I mean horribly.
Four was
and so
terrible.
They had to do the marked ones to kind of retro, you know, and fix the issues that people had with four.
Yeah, yeah.
Now the one that was supposed to come out this year, five, like an actual numbered one, has been pushed back yet again, and it's no longer called five. It's called The Ghost Door.
Huh.
Which, if you've watched the marked ones, you'll understand what the ghost door is.
Well, see, I was noticing the other day, I was just kind of flipping through watching television. We have Dish Networks. We don't watch a lot of commercials, but the stuff that, you know, you can't watch, you have to watch in the same day, you still get the commercials on. There's just not a lot of horror coming out this year. Yeah, why is Ouija. That, I wonder?
That's it.
Yeah, Ouija.
And it's
really.
A PG-13 horror film.
Yeah, I mean, usually we're flooded with it by now, but there's nothing this time of year.
Well, we've got there's a couple like indie horror movies that look really good. VHS Viral, mm-hmm. I'm excited about that mm-hmm. for sure.
Well, Annabelle came out a couple of weeks ago, but... That movie's only scary if you're terrified of porcelain dolls.
Well, see,
I am not. I was not scared of the movie.
That's The Conjuring, right?
It's the prequel to The Conjuring.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Okay. Now, they've announced A Conjuring 2 for 2016.
Conjuring was good. It was good.
The new trailer for Insidious 3 came out today. And it's a prequel, and it looks creepy.
Okay. You know, like, I'm more of the guy who, like... I saw Saw and Saw 2 in the theaters. That's where I stopped.
Me and Ben went and saw the first one together.
Oh, my gosh. Like, that's horror. That's not, like, suspenseful horror, but it's horror on another level to me. But sometimes I really enjoy the slow burn, like in Paranormal Activity, you know? I mean, the suspense, I think, it throws it back to stuff like Alfred Hitchcock, which, you know, you could probably let a kid watch an Alfred Hitchcock movie now, mm-hmm. and it wouldn't bother them. But, I mean, you think about when those films came out, they were terrifying. Like, have we really gone that far? Is that not what people want anymore?
It's on the news, you know? Like, we have... You know, pretty graphic images on regular TV nowadays.
Right.
So,
oh yeah,
a movie like The Birds, which as a child terrifying.
Me too. Yeah,
but then you watch it now, and you're like, oh, you can see the strings on the birds. It's yeah. they're paper. This is not scary at all.
I mean, serial killers aren't really that scary anymore.
Yeah, I know they're really not. Where's the? I mean, we don't really get slasher movies anymore because
not really.
It's all. Ghost stuff now.
Well, that's
paranormal.
Because that's unknown. Like, we don't see that in everyday life, so it's spooky. There's no
is it
Fox
because
news.
Is it because Fox News?
Like,
is it
ghost kills five people in home?
Fox News is pretty scary itself. Obama, the Muslim terrorist, flies to home on broom.
He can do that.
Yeah. Did you not see?
Probably.
Did y'all see the video of him voting? Of him drones. Drones are scary.
Yeah, they are.
You don't know who's controlling them. Did you see the video of Obama voting the other day in Chicago? He's voting, right? He's voting, right? And he's voting next to the people. He's voting next to this young African-American gal. This guy walks past. You can't even see his face in the frame like they're videoing him voting. He says, "Hey, man, don't touch my girl." He says it to Barack Obama. And without missing a blink, the president goes, "Well, you know, I wasn't really planning on it." It was pretty great. That's Fox News, man.
Don't great. Touch my girl.
Hey, don't touch my girl. Hey, I wasn't really planning on it. I'm Obama. I don't know. I just think that, like, you know, I think that the scarier things tend to get, like, on television, the more they have to ramp up the hype in the movies. Like, you know, Rosemary's Baby did not do well at all on NBC last season. American Horror is really hitting different strides this season with Freak Show. And let me say this, like, I'm not bothered by clowns. Clowns don't freak me out. The clown on American Horror Story freaks me right out this season. Yeah.
I think American Horror Story does a good job of, like, keeping a tab on what people are afraid of. Because there's this...
I think so.
There's a consciousness shift. I mean, it's like why we went vampires and now we're doing zombies. And I think American Horror Story really keeps a bead on what people are afraid of.
Well, you know, that's the great thing about the internet. It's so easy to see what people are, you know, like, that's why The Walking Dead is doing so well, because that's
culturally relevant.
Yeah. I mean, people are having discussions at work about what they'll do in the zombie apocalypse, you know? So, I mean,
we're really excited for it. Apparently, everyone.
It would never go anywhere. I mean, we would all stop it because so many people are educated with zombie mythology now. So.
You know, I was seeing on the old Intertrons the other day. You can buy like pretty much this ready-made zombie house, like anti-zombie proof house. Not anti-zombie proof. That would be not zombie proof. But this zombie-proof house that like has everything set up perfectly, and it's. I was thinking, you know, if I had the money, I'd buy that. But it's so funny because that's, you know, that's true. That's the cultural norm. That's what people are talking about. So I wonder if it's harder for the movie industry to keep up.
Well, I guess that's my question. Movie takes about 2 years from start to finish to hit screens. And so, you know, you start with an idea, you know, maybe 3 years before that. And
is that why in one summer we get all disaster flicks or all this or all that.
That comes from somebody writing a movie and shopping it around. And then the people, you know, the studio not buying it and getting their own, like, liking the idea, getting their own in-house writers to come up with their own movie. And then everybody just kind of gets to work on it at the same time.
Freaking brilliant.
That's why, and they get it cheaper. Yeah. That's why you had Armageddon and Deep Impact. That's why you had Bugs Life and Ants.
What about Olympus Has Fallen and White House Down?
And White House Down, Snow White and the Huntsman, and that
Snow White
other
and the
one,
Seven
Mirror
Dwarfs.
Mirror. Snow White. Yeah.
Mirror Mirror, which was actually a better movie than Snow White and the Huntsman.
Interesting.
It was funny.
Snow White and the Huntsman, though, was like graphically beautiful. Their designs and stuff in it.
Hemsworth was in that one, right?
You also had, you know, the one girl with her mouth open the whole time just...
I just cared about the monsters. I wasn't there for her.
Kristen Stewart, I've seen better acting on a peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
Yeah. Here's this bottle.
And we've seen Matt on stage.
Yeah.
Can we give up that one more chance? Why can't we give love that one more chance?
You're welcome.
There were more beer.
There's not. All right. We want to hear from you over at justicegeeks.com. What are some of your creepy and spooky Halloween traditions? We're going to really ramp it up next week for the Halloween edition of the Justice Geeks podcast. So look forward to episode 136 right now. Now we're going to resurrect a segment from the dead. It's time for the Justice Week's Game of the Week. You don't need the education of a pharmacist to give me our Game of the Week there, Logan Barnes. What is our Game of the Week this week?
Game of the Week this week in keeping themes with Halloween and spookiness.
Just died again.
Oh.
Actually, no. I never really fully extended that clip out longer.
That's all we had.
Brandon was always really good about getting right to it. Sorry. My bad.
You just kept talking.
I mean, I can do it again.
No, we're good. We're good.
We
don't need that. All
just
right.
Continue.
It's really distracting.
Sorry.
One more chance.
Just loop that while I talk, just very quietly.
Can we do that like for the whole show next week?
Yeah,
just
that's
that
what it is.
Subliminal, just drive people crazy.
We're going to give ourselves one more chance. What's our Game of the Week this week, Logan?
Game of the Week is Clock Tower, 1996 PlayStation game.
Ooh.
It's actually the second in the Clock Tower series. They're point and click action.
Why is it called Clock Tower, though? Did pre-Clock Tower come out before?
No, Clock Tower originally came out on Super Nintendo, Japan only. We never got that, so our American version is just called Clock Tower, even though it's the second one.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah.
What's the goal?
The goal in the game is you got to figure out like who this serial killer guy is that's stalking your character. That's this Scissor Man. He's basically this weird, like.
I'll save that comment for when we're off the air. He's, you know where I'm going.
He's like a limping guy that carries a pair of giant garden shears. And
so he's Edward Scissorhands.
Except they're not his hands. He can put the scissors down.
He's Edward Scissorless Hands.
But
continue.
It's a point and click adventure game where there's something always chasing you. So you basically have to like figure out a mystery and avoid being killed. And it gets really weird in places because it's Japanese horror. So like one time you're just in this room and you find a clue and then the fax machine turns on.
Yeah.
And you get this note that says, "I'm coming to get you." And, like, you have to find a place to hide before he busts into the room and murders you.
Okay, so is this for PlayStation 1 only?
PlayStation 1. It's not available on the PlayStation Network, sadly. So if you want it, you'll have to find an old copy of it. But you can get it off, like, Amazon and stuff.
Cool.
And you can play it on your PlayStation 3?
If you have a first gen, yeah.
Yeah, not
I do.
Which I do, too. High five.
I have a Slim, and I can play my PS1 games on it.
No, you can't.
I just played Final Fantasy IX the other day.
You made that up.
Did you download it off the PSN?
No, I put my PlayStation disc in my PlayStation 3, and it worked.
Okay, they may have kept that, but lost the PS2 backwards compatibility.
Yeah, well, yeah, you can't play PS2 games, but you can play PS1
games. Yeah, because it's still got the emulator built in for PS1.
Cool. So how much would this run, you think, on eBay now?
I can't. exactly put a price on it, but
I can.
Is it rare?
It's not necessarily rare, but it's got a cult following kind of
thing.
Oh,
okay, cool.
They did have a second one released in the United States that was completely unrelated to the well, not completely, but it was just really weird. You played as a girl with split personalities in the second one, and one version of her was better at hiding, and then her Mr. Bates, which was like this psychotic killer voice, could actually fight the thing that was chasing you in each level. And yeah, it's pretty weird.
Wasn't that like Killer 7? Were you playing like seven different personalities?
That's a totally different thing, Matt. This is a horror game, and that's an action game.
Okay. Wow. The sequel, Clock Tower 2, the one you were just talking about? PlayStation disc cost $209.
Good God!
Really wish I'd have kept my copy of that now.
Clock Tower 3 cost $42.50, and Clock Tower 1 is out of stock with no price.
Okay, Clock Tower 1 or
3. Oh, wait, no. You can get it for $43.21.
That's not that bad.
That's not bad. Not for a
cult game.
No, which you could probably find in a flea market or something.
Oh, hey, look, there's scissor hands or whatever.
But,
let's see him. Hold on, blow him up. Blow his scissor face up.
Blow him up.
Yeah, he's on the cover. Yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay, I think that might be...
I can't see anything.
So you can't find this game online. It's not on Steam, not on any mobile platforms.
No, you'll have to find an old copy.
Oh, that's cool. All right. Make sure you pick up Clock Tower if you have the opportunity to do so. All right, now it's time for our apps of the week. Or no, let's not do apps of the week. Let's do That's My Jam. Because you know what? That's the better thing to do. I think if I can find it. Yep. Nope. Did the wrong thing. Nope. Stupid. The wrong thing.
Why can't we give love?
How do you feel about that band out there? Tell me. I used to
really love that song.
We know that you loved it a lot.
Yeah.
It was
good.
It was good.
I would always sing that during karaoke, like when we play Rock Band.
Yeah. What do you mean you're not doing that anymore?
No.
Why is that? It's online. You've lost the drive, huh?
I lost the Rock Band gear in the divorce. So.
Oh.
Yeah, it was terrible.
Yeah, we'll get you more.
Yeah.
I still got all mine.
Okay. Yeah, I got all mine.
You just get married to James.
There you go.
Logan,
let's get married.
Logan, what's your jam?
I don't think my wife would like that.
I don't think she would either.
My jam of the week is I've been playing the reboot re-release of the Dragon Ball Z card game from Panini.
Dragon Ball Z. Yeah.
Panini like the sandwich thing?
No, Panini sandwich. Like the baseball.
Because that sounds delicious.
I love a good Panini.
I know.
it's like the baseball card company.
Oh.
Like Tops or Upper Deck.
Tops. Upper Deck.
Upper Decker?
Panini. So tell us about it.
It's basically they've adjusted the rule set to make it a lot more balanced now.
Do you get extra points for going, ah?
No.
Voice activated?
You can't yell, but the first stage Goku card that's out right now's max power level is 9,001.
It's so over 9,000.
Oh my God. Of course it is.
Last time on Dragon Ball Z.
I'm going to go
play
it.
That's pretty good.
That is pretty good.
High five.
I met that guy at a convention.
Colibear?
Matt, what's your jam?
My jam of the week is I've been playing a lot of Diablo 3 still.
Diablo. Well, recurring jams of the week.
Yeah, recurring. It's but I'm on hardcore mode. I have a witch doctor now, which hardcore mode, if you don't know, basically means if you die in the game,
you die
in real life.
Wow. Oh, great. So Matt's not going to be on the show next week.
Blizzard employee comes to your house, clubs you.
But like it takes a lot of time to build up these characters, and there's all kinds of items to collect, so you can invest an infinite amount of time into them.
Cool.
And if you die, you lose everything that you've gotten for that character. So it gives everything that drops in the game, because it's about loot.
There's not one more chance.
Yeah, there's not one more
chance.
One
is all you need.
You're literally losing time of your life at that point.
Yeah, you are.
The game is stealing your life. Yeah.
But it creates a weird kind of difficulty, like tension. Everything that drops in the game has so much more value. And then when you play like regular, not hardcore mode, then it's like a game of dress up, basically.
Mm, cool.
You have to approach everything super carefully, and it's... Yeah. You know.
Cool.
It's neat.
James, what about you? What's your jam this week?
All right. Well, my jam of the week is, number one, a shout out to Domino Smyrna, Tennessee. What up?
Domino's.
No, I've been out on the road working for the past week. So, yeah, seriously, Domino's is my jam because I didn't want to leave my hotel room because La Quinta actually had working high-speed internet, so I was able to hook up my PS4.
Internet.
I was able to hook up my PS4 and get online and play some Destiny. So, you know, my jam is Domino's, so I didn't have to leave the room.
That was the only pizza available?
That's the only good one.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's sad there.
Well, it is Smyrna. My jam is still Transformers, Angry Birds Transformers.
It's fun.
I told you. Oh, by the time you hear this, go Saturday to JustusGeeks.com and there will be a review up on it. It's going to be great. Rovio, they've done a good job. Logan, what's your app of the week? Logan doesn't have an app of the week.
The clock app woke me up today.
For your clock tower game. No.
It told me the date. It was like, what? How does this work?
We need to get you some apps, buddy.
I need a better phone before I can get apps.
Yeah, you do.
That's really my problem. Like, I can't really.
What's your problem?
What's your problem?
I could tell
he
you.
He doesn't get to play Rock Band anymore. That's his problem.
There's an iPhone app for Rock Band. Just download that.
Ping pong, ping pong, ping pong, pong.
Yeah.
Well, that was not nice.
Finger drums.
Yeah. Rock Band's great.
Rock Band is great.
At least you got to keep that.
Yeah.
What's your app of the week?
Yeah. App of the week? Yeah. Oh, that's what we're
app
doing?
Of the
okay.
Week. App of the week.
There's some like guitar tuner app. This is probably old news to everyone, but my nephew, we had a birthday party for him recently, and he got a little acoustic guitar.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
Kid's guitar. I was like, let me tune that for you. There's an app for that. So I...
There's an app for that.
There's an app for that. So I opened up the little guitar tuner app and tuned
it. Did it actually work?
Yeah, and it sounded good.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah. I don't play guitar, so I mean, I guess it sounded good. But.
Like, I just picked letters and tuned it to that. He's over there. Bling,
it sounded
bong,
like
bong.
How I think a guitar should sound. But yeah, that was pretty.
You don't play guitar. You tune the kid's guitar.
How do you tune a drum set? That's your instrument, right?
Yeah. You literally can tune a drum set.
Really? Yeah, you can.
Yes.
I know nothing of musical instruments.
I really don't either. That's why I downloaded
it. He just bangs things. What?
I said I don't either. That's why I downloaded it.
James, what's your app of the week this week? Is it Duck Dynasty based?
No, it's not Duck Dynasty this week. No, it's another thing that I use for work. It's called Enrix Traffic because I travel to a bunch of big cities and stuff. This will let me know if there's a wreck on the road or whatever, and if the traffic is slowed up, it will give me alternate routes so I never have to stop.
That's good. Like roadblocks.
Like yes. Roadblocks, just wrecks, just old women driving 3 miles an hour on the interstate. I can get around it.
Nice. Is it free?
Yes, it is.
Oh, that's even better. I'm all about the free. Don't do that. It's bad for your health.
Just do it more.
Maybe. My app of the week is this has been my app of the week a billion times, but it really came in handy this week. And I'm just going to go back to it. The Yahoo Fantasy Football app. I'm in a fantasy football league that encompasses all of JustusGeeks.com. So when I lose, you guys lose too. So there you go. And I was able to make a lot of great moves this week simply on the app. They've made it a lot more intuitive this season. And I've not had any downtime.
How many ogres do you have on your team?
There are no hat tricks this season, so don't worry.
Oh, okay.
Couple home runs.
Out on the football ice.
On the
right?
Sports ball.
Sports ball. I say that at work all the time because everybody talks about football.
And you're like, sports ball.
Like, Mississippi's got some good sports ball going on right now.
For now.
Everybody's talking about that egg bowl.
It's a sports ball. Oh, they got a lot of places to go for the get through.
I watched this
you
movie.
You know
today.
Where. You know where they have to go first.
We're coming for you. Don't worry about it.
Maybe so. We'll see. Gentlemen, that was episode 135 of the Justice
Next Geeks time you're on welcome. Just Us Geeks.
Next time we're going to be super creepy, more so than usual, but have a Halloween theme.
Creepy.
That was pretty creepy.
Yeah, that's we're still recording, right?
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah.
You can put your pants still back on. All right, that'll about do it for episode 135 of the Justice Geeks podcast. The song is called Superheroes. We talked about superheroes. Wraps up like a bow.
I get it. It's cool.
Like a bow.
It's nice.
I don't think you do get it, Matt.
I don't think I do either.
We'll explain it to you later, Matt.
Yeah, just tell me what all this was and what happened. And
you just go listen tomorrow, today, when you're hearing this.
Is it tomorrow?
Yeah, it's tomorrow.
It's tomorrow today for the internet.
Yeah.
Okay, so
it's Friday.
It's time travel, Matt. It's time travel.
Basically, now you're a Time Lord.
Great.
Yeah. Someone posed on Facebook the other day. I saw someone ask if Willy Wonka was a Time Lord. I know you guys probably don't watch Doctor Who, but I think it's a good question.
I've read that theory.
I think he's just a creepo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My girlfriend has a dog named Charlie that we think is a Time Lord.
Really? Why?
That dog is not a Time Lord.
Because she's like, dog. They've made up all these crazy stories about her because she's so old. Like, she was JFK's dog. And she was like,
she made it out alive. Yeah. She has a serious headache.
But yeah, she's funny. And she'll go
Wait,
inside.
They shot the dog too?
I think they went after everyone.
I'm pretty sure the dog was the thing I saw in the grassy knoll, guys.
Yeah.
Wait, it's like the JFK version of Air Bud. What would that be called?
Air Prez? Prez Bud? What are we...
I think that's Obama. I think he's the Prez Bud. But let's call it... Yeah, let's call it Air Prez. That way we won't get murdered. I think.
But yeah, Charlie's a Time Lord.
No, he's not.
It's a girl.
Does he have two hearts?
No, she's not.
Does it have a TARDIS?
Yeah, I was going to say, yeah, the TARDIS is her closet. Like, she has a closet. She goes into
Your dog has its own closet?
Well, no, it's Crystal's closet, but Charlie will just go in there.
Are you allowed in that closet?
Oh, yeah. Oh,
okay.
Is it bigger on the inside?
It is, yeah, it is bigger on the inside. There's more to it than you think.
All right, I think we're going to go over to Crystal's house and check out this closet.
Yeah.
This TARDIS closet.
It's actually a TARDIS.
I'm going to go home. I don't want to do that.
Yeah, I don't blame me. There's nothing in there but clothes.
Right.
And maybe my girlfriend would love for everyone to come over and go through her closet.
No, we're just checking out your closet.
Yeah. We just come over here to see the closet.
No, stay in the bed. No, stay in the bed. We got this.
It's official Time Lord business.
It's fine. We received a report that there was a...
We received a report that there's some time and... space bending devices in your closet.
Slightly psychic construction paper. It's whatever macaroni art I want it to be.
That's right. Psychic paper. You did good. You did good, boy.
You talking to me? You talking to me?
That's for you to decide.
Okay.
No. I know he's not talking to me. He is not looking at me.
Oh, I know. He did fine. That's fine.
Yeah. You were great. You guys were awesome. I was more of an observer this time around.
Huh.
I think we all did good. Guys, this is a group effort.
High five, team. Guys.
High five.
High five.
I hate you guys.
I feel like I'm a part of it.
I can't touch any of you. It sucks. Wait.
Air five.
Touch me.
They're touching. They touched.
We actually did touch, yeah. And I actually watched that Avengers trailer.
During the show. Say goodnight, everybody.
Goodnight, everybody. To me, if he was right, that's how a superhuman learns to fly. I can't wait to hear that. I want to hear just.